A landmark travel day. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. The Sunday after Thanksgiving is one of the busiest travel days of the year. Atlanta's Hartsfield International Airport, in fact, is expected to have millions of passengers board planes. Fox's Steve Harrigan reports in Atlanta, Georgia.
We spoke to a lot of people, some of whom got here 4 or 5 hours before their flights, about their hopes to get home today. Many seemed very optimistic it would happen without too much drama. It's expected that travel levels during the Thanksgiving holiday will meet or exceed pre-pandemic levels.
Airline ticket prices have increased since 2021, some by more than 43%. Crews trying to rescue two people aboard a small plane that got stuck in live power lines in Gaithersburg, Maryland, Sunday evening. The crash causing widespread power outages in Montgomery County. Those aboard appear to be okay. NFL star Odell Beckham Jr. was removed from an American Airlines plane Sunday morning after a dispute with flight attendants. Fox's Nate Foy has the story from New York City.
He's accused of refusing to fasten his seatbelt while drifting in and out of consciousness. Flight attendants worried that he had a medical condition that could possibly get worse during the flight, so they asked him to get off the plane, but he refused. Then after all the other passengers were forced off the plane because of it, police officers came on, Beckham walked off.
Beckham posted on Twitter that he had seen everything and called the incident comedy hour. Protesters in China calling for the nation's leader Xi Jinping to step down over strict COVID lockdowns. Demonstrations started Friday and spread to cities including Beijing and dozens of university campuses. Police using pepper spray on protesters, and some were reportedly arrested. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
In the aftermath of the mass shootings in Colorado Springs and Virginia, the issue of gun regulation is once again being brought to the forefront. More from Fox's Grinnell Scott.
Tragedies in Virginia, Colorado, and other states have once again raised questions on who can get access to guns. Colorado Governor Jared Polis, a Democrat, says federal lawmakers must act.
We have universal background checks in Colorado. Some of our neighboring states don't even have background checks.
Republican Congressman James Comer, who may be the next House Oversight Committee chairman, says just passing more laws won't fix the issue.
We need to invest in more law enforcement, and again, we need to invest in mental health.
Both were on NBC's Meet the Press. Congressman Comer says he hopes gun crime can be addressed while protecting Second Amendment rights.
Retail chain giant Target losing over $400 million this year to retail theft. On Sunday morning futures, Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody talks about why it keeps getting worse.
When you allow rampant theft, organized retail crime rings to run your over your law enforcement and run over any prosecutors in your communities, they'll continue to do it.
A Mexican woman is allegedly killed for her organs following a failed online courtship.
The remains of 51-year-old Blanca Arellano washing up earlier this month on a beach in Peru. Police finding body parts, including a faceless head and an arm, as well as a torso with all the internal organs appearing to be harvested. She had traveled to Lima, Peru to visit the suspect, 37-year-old Juan Pablo Jesus Villafuerte, after months of chatting online. Villafuerte reportedly posting videos to TikTok after Arellano's disappearance, showing him appearing to dissect human organs. He was later arrested and now faces charges of human organ trafficking.
That's Fox's Paul Stevens. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.